Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the sections on visiting the sick person and what happens now as the person is progressing with his illness. He reaches a point now when there's very little hope of life. What is to be done in that situation? How we still give that person hope? What du'as are to be made by that person himself? Then we did the last chapter on what to say after covering the eyes of the deceased. When closing the eyes of the deceased, the person that has passed away, what du'as to read. That was the last chapter we did. Today we start a new chapter. Babu ma yuqalu inda al-mayyiti wa ma yaquluhu man mata lahu mayyit. The chapter on what is to be said in the presence of the deceased and what to say to the relatives of the deceased. The person has just passed away now. So the person is there. He is still in our presence, so to speak. His body is still there. And the family is still there. At that moment, what to say, what du'as to make at that moment, what to be spoken at that time, is also shown to us in our Sharia. How beautiful deen we have, what a beautiful deen we have got. At every step of the way we are told what to do, how to do, what to say, what not to say. It's as though we have been guided step by step by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showing us, teaching us that we are not a Jamaat, we are not a ummat that is yateem, we are an ummat that has got a complete guide, has got complete guidance. There was this one person, I mentioned this incident a few times before, but just as a refresher for us, non-Muslim person, he told me that his grandfather had passed away in Pangeni. So he went for the funeral. So when I met him a few days later, I asked him, what prayer did you make for your grandfather? You went so far. What prayer? He said, we did a 1 minute silence. But we did 1 minute silence for him. So that was the prayer now they did at the place. Whereas we are told what du'as to make for a person who's not well, what du'as to make for him at the last moment, what du'as he should be making, when closing his eyes what we should be saying, after he passes away in his presence, and when his family members are there, what should be said at that moment. Imagine, we are taught everything. What du'as to make in the janazah salah, what du'as to make whilst putting sand in the qabr, what du'as to make after a person is buried, all these things are shown to us. So we don't have such a thing as we don't know what to do. 1 minute of silence we introduce and we think we have fulfilled the rights of the deceased. Islam has got so much of beauty and respect in whatever we do. An Ummi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha hadartumul marida wa qala al mayyit, faqulu khayran, wa inna al malaikata yu'minuna ala ma taqulun. Qalat, falamma mata Abu Salamah, أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت يا رسول الله إن أبا سلمة قد مات قال قولي اللهم اغفر لي وله وأعقبني منه عقبا حسنة فقلت فأعقبني الله من هو خير له منه محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم هكذا إذا حضرتم المريض وقال الميت على الشك ورواه أبو داود وغيره الميت بلا شك. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you are with a sick person or a deceased person, yeah, sick person meaning person that is in the last stages of life, or with the deceased person, speak good words, because the angels say Ameen to whatever you say. In other words, when you're speaking there, speak good words about the person that has just passed away. Yeah, every person has got some good past. He may have some wrongs that he has done, he may have evil that he has done, but there's something good about the person that you can say, that we used to see him in the masjid, this person used to be very respectful of the azan, this person did some good act that we may know. So start speaking good about the person, or make dua for the person, because at that moment, the hadith is saying that the malaika are saying Ameen to what is being said, to what duas are being made for that person. The malaika are saying Ameen. And from other narrations we learn that whatever is being said at that time now adds to the good deeds of this person. It will be on the scales of that person. So therefore it is good to only speak good about the person that has passed away. Even though we know certain bad things about him, certain things or many things that people may know about him, but at that moment we should be speaking good about the person, because this becomes of benefit to the person now, the person that has passed away. So speak words, speak good words, because the angels say Ameen to whatever you say. So she said, when Hazrat Abu Salama radiallahu anhu had passed away, I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Salama has passed away. This was her husband. She went to tell Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that husband has passed away. So she told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Salama radiyallahu anhu has passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make this dua. Allahumma ghfir li walahu wa aqibni minhu uqban hasana. Oh Allah, forgive me and forgive him. What a beautiful dua. We make a dua for someone else, we don't forget ourselves also. Oh Allah, forgive me and forgive him. And grant me a better replacement. Grant me a better replacement. I said, Allah Ta'ala thus granted me a much better replacement. And who was that? Who had married her later on? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in one riwayat that she couldn't understand what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling her in this dua. That, oh Allah, forgive me, forgive him. Oh Allah, grant me a better replacement. In her sight, when she lost her husband, she said, I couldn't think of any person that was better than him. He was such a brilliant and he was such a good husband. But this was the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught me to make, that Allah grant me a better replacement. Better doesn't necessarily mean only a husband. It means whatever condition I was in, oh Allah, grant me a better condition than I was in. So she made this dua, and Allah Ta'ala had made it such that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam later on married her. Can you get any better replacement than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This is the barakat of making dua. But we feel shy sometimes to make these duas. We think, how can a person make this dua? Everyone is looking for a better condition. Nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala. A woman, Allah Ta'ala can give her a much better condition. Sometimes she doesn't need to get married again. She can be staying with her son, she can be staying with her brother, she can be with family members. But Allah Ta'ala can improve her condition. Nothing is difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Muslim Sharif it is narrated that when you are with a sick person or a deceased person, with a doubt from the narrator. The doubt, either the narrator said deceased or he said with a sick person. Now when we ask this question, what was the need to mention this small difference of narration? The muhaddithin were so careful. The muhaddithun, they were so careful when they narrated hadith. Even if there was a doubt as far as what word was used, they will relate that doubt to preserve the authenticity of the hadith. They won't just narrate a hadith with that doubt in it. They'll specifically mention that this word, there's a doubt, either may it was mentioned or marid was mentioned. Either a sick person or a deceased person was mentioned in the hadith. They'll preserve even that doubt and they'll make mention of it to preserve the authenticity of the hadith. May Allah Ta'ala reward them and may Allah Ta'ala give them the highest stages. They went to such extent that today also we're reading this hadith, and even that one word difference, we are told about it, that this is the difference in the words and why there is a difference in the word, because of the time and effort they took to preserve the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.